Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Let's read some Bible verses before we turn in for the night. The Bible says in the book of Matthew 6, I'm reading from verse 12. The Bible says, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." So you see how it is of the utmost importance to forgive, to walk in forgiveness, because if you are not walking and living your life in forgiveness, then you are not forgiven. And you know, when you read Ephesians 5, I will actually read it. No, it's Ephesians 4, I'm sorry, 26 and 27. The Bible says, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold," which says to us, it is okay to be angry. It is normal. It's natural. And, you know, Christ, when Peter asked him about how many times to forgive, he does not say, no, you must never be offended. Actually, he does say that in this world, there will be offenses. Offenses will come. But then, if you do not forgive, then God does not forgive you, because you're simply saying you yourself, you deserve God to forgive you all the sins that you've done, all the sins that you've committed, and yet you're not able to forgive a fellow human being. So how do you put yourself on a pedestal where you feel your judgment is higher than the judgment of God? It means when you allow anger to, you know, fester, to stay, and you know, you know, people sometimes say, "I'm not ready yet. I still," you know, you want that right to feel angry. When you dwell in that, it gives the enemy a doorway to come in, and he will not waste opportunities. And during that time, when you still feel that you have the right to, you know, retain the anger against that person, you must also know that God is not forgiving any of your sin. And in fact, that in itself is a sin. That in itself is a sin. So you need to allow God, ask God rather, to help you in situations where, you know, the offense has cost you so much, or you live constantly with it in front of your eyes, or it has been from someone who was well trusted. It has, you know, left a wound in your heart. You need to ask God for the grace to be able to forgive. Because as much as forgiveness is a commandment, forgiveness is an expectation, yet the Bible says nothing that we do without faith will please God. It is impossible to please God without faith. It is God who makes us holy. It is God who gives us the ability to follow his commandments. It's God who gives us the ability to forgive. If you are going to, in the nature, in the flesh, try to walk out your own salvation, it is not going to yield you good fruit. You are going to need to lean on the Holy Spirit enabling you. So it is perfectly fine to come to God and say, "Father, I am struggling to, you know, forgive this. I'm struggling with this bitterness. Help me to forgive this person, to forgive this offense, and to walk in love towards this situation, to walk in love towards this person, so that I can walk with you in your forgiveness and in your will, so that the enemy does not take advantage." You see, the Bible says when you allow unforgiveness or anger to stay for a long time and to fester, then it gives the devil a foothold. You must not give the devil any opportunity. Do not give him a chance, because if he gets a doorway into your life, he's not going to let it go. He will take advantage, every advantage he can. And you will not have the covering of God, because you're walking in outside of the forgiveness of sins. So your sins, you are a sinner at that time before God. When you come to Christ and you forgive others, and you ask him to forgive you, repent of your sins and ask him to forgive you, the Bible says he even forgets. He throws it in the sea of forgetfulness. He says, as far as the east is from the west, that's how far your sin is. He takes it away. He forgets about it. He covers it. The blood of Jesus Christ has already paid for it. But if you do not forgive, all that sin is on you still. You are walking under that sin, and everything that attracts that sin attracts, whether it be curses, whether it be open doorways, you are walking in the burdens that come with sin. So if you want to walk in the freedom that we get in Christ, you need to trust God to help you to forgive in the areas where it's been hard. And also learn to also ask God to help you to forgive yourself. I think sometimes it's easier to forgive others than to forgive ourselves. We are our worst, you know, critic. We are usually our worst, you know. We judge ourselves on a higher standard than anyone else holds us to. And so sometimes we live, even for years, you're cringing over something you did years ago. You need to also bring it to God and say, Father, help me to forgive myself. Help me to walk in forgiveness, in the freedom that comes with the forgiveness of sins. Proverbs 4, verse 23, it says, guard your heart. Where is this verse? Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. In this version, the NIV, it says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. So guard your heart against anything that will steal your relationship with the Holy Spirit, anything that will want to quench that relationship. Guard your heart. And one of the chief main things that the enemy uses, it's unforgiveness, it's anger, it's offense. Even Jesus said offenses will come, and woe to the one that it comes through. But for you, it is to forgive. Do not allow that offense to build within you. It is a thief, it is a killer, and it steals away your forgiveness of sins from God the Father. Guard your heart with all diligence. Do not give the enemy a foothold. This reminds me of Cain, when he was upset about God accepting his brother's sacrifice or not accepting his own. And God comes and says, why is your face so downcast? Why are you so upset? And he says, sin is crouching at your door, which means by then, the opportunity for him to run away from the sin was there. But the enemy, already sin was there. Like there was an open door for him to walk into the sin. And so God wants him. He says, you must master it. Don't allow it. You know, he was upset. And he thought, I'm going to do something about this. I'm not going to just sit back. I have to do something about this situation. And we know, unfortunately, Cain gave in to the sin that was crouching at his door. And that's what happens when you are walking in unforgiveness. You know, these thoughts, they start to grow. You know, they start to grow and fester in your mind as well. And you start to see, and they play over and over. And you see how terrible this person is, or how terribly they've treated you. I'm not saying that you should sit back and accept abuse. But if it has happened, you need to forgive. It also doesn't mean that you must stay in situations where you're victimized. Do not stay there. But once you've separated yourself from that situation, walk in forgiveness. Forgive them, and forgive them truly, and trust God to give you the ability. Ask him. Ask him. He says, whatever you ask, he will give you. Ask him for the ability to forgive. And this is the word bite for tonight.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app, or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.